الله الرحمن الرحيم. Previously we read the hadith of Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه, when he explains when Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم came to the end of his life, and Sakarat which had overtaken Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, what difficult conditions there were on Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام and Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, the beloved daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how hard she took it and how much sabr she made and how much sabr Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made in those difficult conditions. Further, with regard to some explanation, in this hadith comes where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said that Firdaus, Jannatul Firdaus, will be his place. So Jannatul Firdaus is that part of Jannat which is the highest and the greatest, which comes in the hadith, and the most beautiful, the most greatest part of Jannat is Jannatul Firdaus. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when you ask Allah, then ask for Firdaus, because it is the center of paradise. This hadith comes in Tabarani. In another hadith it is stated, it is the center of Jannah, and indeed it is the highest point of Jannah, and its roof is the throne of Rahman. That is where Allah Ta'ala's arsh is, and the roof of the highest point of Jannah is right there, right close to the arsh of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And so this is the highest point. If a person considers how great, and we read in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith, the great ni'mat of Jannah, and we see our own conditions, really we feel very shy even to ask of Jannah. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that we should ask of Allah whenever we ask for the highest, Jannatul Firdaus. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains this very beautifully. He says, ask from Allah the greatest and be satisfied with whatever He gives. Like for example, he gives the example, ask for biryani, but if you get dal roti, be satisfied with that also. But ask for the greatest, and whatever Allah gives, then we should be satisfied with that. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in this hadith, that it is a non-Arabic word, Jibreel, that means the servant of Rahman. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is like the meaning of Abdul Rahman, the servant of Allah, or according to others, servant of Allah. It is the name of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who brought all revelation, wahi, to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then the further explanation of this hadith, that as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, he experienced tremendous difficulty at the time of his demise. And this was to elevate his rank and status in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi is written that when we see the last conditions of a person in Sakarat, and we see him in great difficulty, we should not take it, and we should not understand that it is not a good mod. But it is that Sakarat is the difficulties Allah gives that person to make his status even more higher in Akhirah. So, and the outward condition, like many times we will read in newspapers or so, that a certain non-believer had a very peaceful ending, very peaceful death. This outward condition of the death, whether it was peaceful or whether it was in difficulty, has nothing to do with the reality which is on the ruh of that person. We should not mistake the outward condition for that which is on the ruh. Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the only daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was alive at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. All the other daughters had passed away. She was most beloved to him and enjoyed a special relationship with him. whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit her, she would stand up, greet him, and seat him where she had been seated. There was great, great love and understanding between the father and daughter as the relationship of a father and daughter, and of course as the Nabi of Allah and as a Ummati also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, whenever he returned from a journey, he would go to the masjid first. And after that, he would go to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha first, and then go back to his own home. She also resembled him most in his actions and conduct. She bore the beloved grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be the leaders of the youth in paradise. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha will be the queen of all the women, Sayyidatul Nisa'i Ahlul Jannah. And Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the two great grandsons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be the leaders of all the youth in Jannah. Her sadness and grief at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be imagined. What relationship she enjoyed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and her beloved father passing away was not easy at all. But she displayed extreme patience and was pleased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what is relevant to this chapter of patience, that at that time, how much patience she exercised. She felt it, but we find today still, many times when somebody dear passes away, then many, especially women, the words they speak, the things they do, because they cannot take it. So patience, a person has to exercise at that point. And that is what is relevant in this hadith, to exercise sabr, patience. And as explained also, and it comes, that it does not mean a person doesn't cry. To shed tears, there is nothing wrong. A person doesn't say words of sorrow and sadness, nothing wrong. But we must not say anything that is wrong. That why did Allah take my baby away? Couldn't Allah find another baby? Na'uzu billah, that Allah has made zulm on me, on my child. All these things must not be said. A person, no matter how hard he feels it, he must control his emotions. But to shed tears, and in fact that is good, if a person tries and show that he's very brave, then afterwards it has an adverse effect on the person's health, mental health also. A person goes in a depression, etc. But to let out one's feelings within the limit, and which is within sabr, that is nothing wrong and it is something good. May Allah give us the tawfiq to make sabr. May Allah save us from all hard conditions. If they do come on us, then to exercise patience, and there is great reward for this patience also from Allah Ta'ala.